So we'll continue. We'll continue the same language here. Yeah, speak in English. Maharaj will kindly translate. He's a very good translator. We could translate from Hindi to English, English to Hindi. The sun is getting hotter, so cover your heads with something. We don't want you to go unconscious and ecstasy. You go. So sometimes I used to think that during Krishna's times, if there were more, there were photographers and videographers, then we could have watched those video, Krishna's pastime video, the live as it is, or could have seen the photographs of those times. But then as I was listening to Radhanath Maharaj speak, it was just like watching the video. There's no need of this, these machines. Maharaj gets into quite a few intricate details of the pastime that he paints a beautiful and complete picture that you could see the pastime before you. Or as if he is seeing and then he's showing us that pastime. So he's gifted by God, Krishna, gifted by Srila Prabhupada. Our Hare Krishna movement has been gifted. We are very fortunate to have personality like Radhanath Maharaj who could present the pastimes as they are. Could present the pastimes as they are. So I'm again very thankful for Maharaj to not come himself, but brought almost 2,000 devotees are here. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. All those 2,000 devotees key. Each one of you, Kija. Can't say that I used. Maharaj is a very sincere follower of Srila Prabhupada, and you are following him very closely, and that's the topic of purport of the subject matter of this place or pastime of this place. When Maharaj arrived, we went behind Lakshmi Mandir just for a few minutes, quiet association, and just to make a little planning, we were behind the temple. And for sure, one kid came begging, He wasn't begging from me. He saw I'm Indian, no money. But so thinking Maharaj doesn't speak that beggar child's language, I was trying to send the child away. I told the boy that what to speak of Maharaj being empty pocket, he doesn't even have a pocket. That's not the point. It's coming. Then as the child, the boy wasn't going away. I mean, I was sending him away, but Maharaj embraced him. So I thought that was a difference. Maharaj was trying to be embracing and or following Brajabasi while I was just trying to send this, thinking just a little boy, just go away, don't bother us. So I beg to this Dham and to Maharaj that I develop that kind of anugatya, being a follower or appreciator of Dham and the residents of this Dham. As I was coming here today, I came across a mantra. It is from Bhavishya Puran, offering the prayer unto this particular forest. So you could please repeat after me. Tapaha Siddhi Pradayaiva. Namo Bilvavanaya cha.
Namo Bilvavanaya cha.
Janardana Namastubhyam.
Janardana Namastubhyam.
Bilveshaya Namostute.
Bilveshaya Namostute.
Then I also realize why Lakshmi is performing austerities here. Tapaha Siddhi Pradayaiva. This is a forest where your tap, your austerities will bear fruit. Tapasiddhi. So Lakshmi has chosen the right forest. She is performing her tapasya in this forest. Just take a little longer time. But then I also was thinking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling throughout India, then South India, he comes to Maharashtra and he comes to Kolhapur. They all know.
How many people are from Kolhapur?
How many from Kolhapur? How many from Maharashtra? 90%, including Radhanath Maharaj's Maharashtrian. Maharashtra. Jai Maharashtra. So it's kind of the fulfillment of her austerities that was fulfilled in Kolhapur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming, Krishna coming to give darshan to Lakshmiji. While Lakshmi is performing austerities here on this eastern bank of Jamuna, then on the western bank of Jamuna, just across, is Kaliya Lake. So while Kaliya was chastised very heavily, very badly by Sri Krishna, and Krishna was still on his herds, Kaliya's herds, the wives of the Kaliya appeared and surrounded the Lord. Of course, they were not in the air, they were in the water. And they also, that time, during that very intense time, they remembered Lakshmi's austerities here. And as they offered prayer, this is one of their statements.
Kashyanubhavoshana deva vidmahe tavangri renu sparshadhikaraha yadvanchaya srir lalana charattapo vihaya kamansu chirandhritavrataha. So they say all, we are simply surprised. How come our husband is getting all the mercy, all the dust from your lotus feet, O Lord? They say very nicely. Tava angri renu sparshadhikaraha. How did he get adhikar, this eligibility of having sparsha, the touch of the renu, the dust, tava angri, of your lotus feet?
And that time they are citing example of Lakshmi Devi. Yad vanchaya, meaning the vancha of that charana renu, Sri Lalana, that is Lakshmi, charat tapaha, she performed austerities here in Belban. Vihaya kaman, giving up all the comforts, she performed austerities in Belban. Suchiram, for a long time. Dhritavrataha, she was pretty determined to get the dust, but now she did not get dust to this date. But look, our husband is blessed with lots of dust of Krishna's lotus feet. He didn't have to even bow down and reach the dust to put that on his own head. Lord personally came. He brought his lotus feet with lots of dust and sprinkled not just one head, but over 100 heads of our husband has been sprinkled with the dust of your lotus feet. So they are just pointing out how fortunate, my Lord, this is your causeless mercy that you have blessed our husband, Kaliya. And then they go on to describe the importance, significance, value of the dust of Vrindavan. We also have come to Vrindavan. Why do we come to Vrindavan? To get the dust of Vrindavan. We are sitting right in the dust of Vrindavan. Let us take a little dust. The Matajis could even bring some dust to Maharashtra. Give up all the powders. Smear your face with the praj dust. Vihaya kaman, giving up all the comforts. Lakshmi. I was also reminded, not far from here is Manasarovar. Manasarovar. You may not go, I don't know, you may or may not go there. Brajamana Parikram party is going, but Shiva had come, Shivji had come. And then near Govardhan, there's a Narad Kund. So both of these personalities, Narad and Shiv, they want to take part in Rasa dance. There are basically two conditions for you, in order for you to become capable, eligible to enter Rasa dance. You need a gopi roop, roop of gopi, formed like gopi. Gopi roop, gopi bhav, and move like gopi. Does Shiva, does he look like a gopi? When he arrived there, he got the news that the Krishna is dancing in the ras, let me enter. With his trishul and this dim 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 damru and mundamala was wearing. So it was not possible for him to participate in rasa dance with his also long matted hair locks, and he had not taken bath also for who knows. So it was recommended, if you have a gopi-like group, so Shiva, he throws himself in Mansarovar. He goes in and then in few seconds he's out with a form like a gopi. And he becomes Gopeshwar, Mahadev. Gopishwar. And then in Kusum Sarovar, Vrinda Devi had herself recommended that he could take bath in Kusum Sarovar. Narad Muni with his veena and his outfit, he jumped inside and he came out in few seconds with a gopi form. Maybe it is sometime even easier to have a form
But to have a mood is even more difficult. Maybe some Matajis may think, oh, I look like a gopi. Or you're more beautiful. But the bhav, the mood of gopi is difficult. Or being anugatya, being the follower. This is one of these speciality of the gopis. They're specialized being a very good followers of other gopis. There's a whole hierarchy there. So to attain that kind of mood every day, we do pray in our ISKCON temple. When we stand before Tulsi Maharani, who is one of the leading gopis of Vrindavan, ei nivedana dhara sakhir anugata kara ei nivedana
sakhir anugata
seva adhikar diye kar nij dasi va Tulasi Krishna Preyasi Namo Namaha Tulasi
Krishna Preyasi.
We are in forest of Vrindadevi. Vrindavan is named after Tulsi, and that Tulsi kindly appears in the form or that Vrindadevi kindly appears in this world, in our temples also, in the form of a Tulsi tree. Yeah, while we sing this song, let us bring this thought. Let's understand what is being said here. What is the meaning of what I'm singing? A Nivedana. I humbly appeal to you, O Tulsi Devi, make me Anugata, the follower of the damsels of Vraj. While Narottam Das Thakur sings that Radha Krishna, is that Narottam Das Thakur's? Yes. So there also he is singing a similar mood. Lalita Vishakha Adi Jata Sakhi Vrinda Agyaya Kariva Seva Charanaravinda. He wants to enter Narottam Das Thakur. He wants to render service of Radha and Krishna. It's a beautiful bhajan. It's a wonderful bhajan. There's a whole meditation. How would he go? Where he would go? What he would do next? And like that. It's a whole meditation. He says, oh, when I get there, for sure there will be Lalita and Vishakha there. Lalita, Vishakha, Adi, Jato, Sakhi, Vrinda. There are so many other Sakhis also. Agyayas, Karibo, Seva. Agyaya. I will take their permission. And then Charanaravinda, I will serve the lotus feet of the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. Not that I will just enter. Hey, get out here, I'm you. Who are you? I'm going to serve. Hey, Lalita, get out. Hey, Vishakha. So what a mood. That's the mood. Narottam. That's why he's Narottam. Narottam. So our acharyas also have taught us the mood. Being a follower. This is our parampara, our special feature of our parampara is being a follower, good follower. Follower of the follower of the follower of the follower. And again, I did not teach these lessons to you. I need not teach you these lessons.
The reason is that Radhanath Maharaj is leading this kind of training. Radhanath Maharaj is leading the show. So practically every talk that he delivers, he talks of this dasanu, dasanu, servant of the servant of the servant. The subject matter of this forest is something that Maharaj repeats over again and again and again. Dasanu, dasanu, dasanu. So let us keep in mind we gotta keep in mind what the time is. Although some of you will be driving in the buses across, Brajamandal party still has to only walk. Our speed is 4 kilometers per hour. So we have a couple of hours walk ahead of us. So very, very thankful. I'm getting some prompting from behind. As I said, it did take some few extra years for us to come together, together like we have come together. But I wish our next get together will be only next year and not after many years. So on behalf of our Brajamandal party, Radha Raman Maharaj is one of the chief coordinators of this party. Out of last 18 years, he missed 1 year for some reason. Otherwise, this is 17th year of Maharaj running this Padayatra. And Bhadra, so these are our right and left, or left and right men here. Bhadra Prabhu also missed one. So out of 17 parikram, these two Prabhus, Maharajas, are running the show. So I'm very thankful to them also. So please take note. And of course, there's a whole capable team assisting them. The show is on road. Vrindavan is a big, big topic. And Prabhupada, of course, gets the credit for revealing Dham, this Dham, unto the whole world. We are here because of Prabhupada. Let us not forget that. No program of this nature is complete unless our ISKCON Panda. I call him. I don't know if he doesn't mind. Panda means Pandit, learned. But these days we don't even like to hear the word Panda. It's a different connotation, but.
So we're sitting here in this beautiful Belvan. Not next month, but month after next month, every Thursday, all the Brishbazis will come here to have Khichdi festival at Belvan. So that they're giving a little association to Lakshmi Devi. Still she hasn't gone across the river. Although we just heard Lord Shiva, somehow he got in. With Radhanath Swami yesterday, we went to Chomua, where Brahmaji begged forgiveness for stealing all the cowherd boys and calves. He also couldn't really get the mercy. Because he was singing, he came over, he was looking down, he saw Krishna's biting his laddu and giving it to some of his friends. Just see what my mother, how nice laddu my mother Yashoda gave. He said, what kind of... This is some Bhagawan, or this is, we don't do like that. Do we do like that? We bite our laddu and give it to our friend? But actually, afterwards he realized he was a fool. Just like every day we're offering the bhog to Krishna. You have your Gornitai and Lord Jagannath. You ever saw Krishna took a bite? You ever saw Gornitai or Lord Jagannath took a bite? We're following because we have faith. Our Guru Maharaj told us. So we have faith. We never saw Krishna eat. These cowboys, they were getting Mahaprasad right from Krishna's mouth. So Brahmaji was thinking, wow, what is this? I was a fool. So another time when all the cowboys were sitting for feast, sitting for lunch, he knew they're going to go wash their hands. There's a little kun there, so he became a little fish in that kun. So he was thinking that I will get something right from the hand of Lord Krishna when he comes to wash his hand. Of course, Krishna's in everyone's heart. So Krishna, he knew, he saw everyone's heart, he knew what's going on. So after eating, he came there with his clean hand, he took water and washed on the ground. Because unless, we see here, unless you become a follower, Brahma, how can he come before Krishna and ask for a laddu from his mouth? How can he do like that? He can't, I'm Brahma. So he couldn't get. So we have to become follower of the residents of Braj. And we're so fortunate. You all are so fortunate. We have the best Brijbasi to follow. Who could be better Brijbasi? He made Braj famous all over the whole world. We have to follow him. Then we'll get that mercy that Lakshmiji or Brahmaji couldn't even get. We'll get that mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki! Two more minutes. And Brahma, just to get, because Maharaj was saying, you've been through 10 forests. We didn't go through so many forests. You're walking in this dust of Braj. Maharaj was talking about this duel. Now, when Krishna became those calves, do you understand what that means? This Braj is such a place, Lord was eating the grass of this place. That butcher, after a while, they stop drinking the milk. And if you eat grass, that means sometimes, you see, they're very greedy. They pull it up by the root. A root comes and dhul will come. A dust will come. Thakurji was eating. Our Lord Krishna was eating the dust of this braj for 8-10 months. This is the braj that you're wandering around on this braj mandal prakrama. Sri Brajadama ki! Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Nitai Gaura Hari. Srila Prabhupada ki. All the assembled Vaishnavas ki.